Om Shri Sai Ram. My most humble and loving pranams at the lotus feet of our beloved Lord, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, and my loving Sai Ram to all the respected elders and dear brothers and sisters. Prayers and group singing are an integral part of the teaching techniques of our Bal Vikas classes. And now we have this golden opportunity of chanting and singing together in the supreme abode of peace.
Shanti. Sai namo, Sri Satya Sai.
What powerful vibrations we feel after the shlokas and group singing. The Bal Vikas program is a precious gift from Baba to humanity. The divinity within every being is the very basis of the program. Experiencing this divinity by every child is the goal of the program. The five human values of Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prem, Ahimsa are taught as the attributes of Atman within. The two Gita shlokas in the Bal Vikas course, which talk about the qualities of an ideal bhakta and the negative traits to be renounced, were always a source of wisdom and inspiration in our classes. Adveshtha sarva bhutanam maitra karuna evacha and trividham narakasyadam dwaram nashanam atmanaha. I feel privileged and grateful for the opportunity given by Baba to share my humble understanding based entirely on his teachings on why Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas is the path divine. It gives me immense pleasure to welcome all my respected elders and my brothers and sisters for the second session of the All India Bal Vikas Convention for Group 3 students and alumni. I now invite Sri Nimish Pandya ji, All India President, Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization, to address this august gathering and inspire us with his words of wisdom.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Offering our most humble salutations to the Akhilanda Koti, Brahmanda Koti, Adi Deva, Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, whom lovingly we call our dearest Swami, we seek his blessings on today's auspicious day. Members of the Shri Satya Sai Central Trust, authorities of the Prashanti Nilam Ashram, my dear students, alumni, and the current Bal Vikas Group 3 children, respected gurus, guests, and devotees of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, today indeed is one more blessed day in the divine mission of our beloved Master. In the second session of the All India Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas Alumni and Group 3 meet, my mind goes back to a few years when we first started this convention and thought that all the Group 3 children who pass out after the 9 years of rigorous training in understanding and experiencing Bhagwan Baba's message for lovely young children, they should all indeed assemble in the divine abode of Prashanti Nilayam. And that's where they should receive their certificates. And indeed, we are grateful to Bhagwan on that particular day when he blessed us. Yes, go ahead and invite all the children back to Prashanti Nilayam, which is their real home. And in the divine presence of Bhagwan, they should receive the certificates after a rigorous training of 9 years in the Bal Vikas course. The saga has continued thereafter. It started in the presence of Bhagwan's physical form and has continued with enhanced glory in the omnipresence of his divine benevolence and grace. Today is the day when I address not only the Bal Vikas Group 3 children alumni who are here, but all those alumni who are spread in the different parts of the world and maybe are listening to the live telecast of this today evening's program. My mind also goes back to those dedicated gurus who've sacrificed their lives, the entire time that they spent in teaching young children over the years that Bal Vikas has been existing as ordained by Bhagwan. All those gurus who have passed away, and especially those who are pioneers in the establishment of this entire program. I also salute the gurus who are present here today, who have continued to dedicate their lives of sacrifice and ensuring that Bhagwan's divine words enter the ears of young children right at the earliest times of their life, so that it gets imbibed into their character when they grow up. The children all over the world have excelled in their positions of life. The mandate which Bhagwan gave them, that the teachings which I have imbibed into you and the love that I have given you must manifest into action all over the world. And today, the Satya Sai organization is very happy to note that over the years that the alumni that have passed out, these alumni have excelled in their careers all over the world. Many of them are judges of high courts. Many of them are excellent doctors. Many of them are great civil servants. Many of them are leading artists. Many of them are great performers. Many of them have been great family people who have nourished and nursed beautiful families where children can grow with great dexterity and great character. This reality stands as testimony of the fact that the world today needs to address all its problems on the platform of Sri Satya Sai human values. And it was Bhagwan who taught in his divine wisdom, out of his immense grace, that he gave the gift of Bal Vikas, as sister just mentioned, to the world. Let the world know today that all the complexities, whether they are of living life or of parenting or of trying to get people together in a united fashion, they will have no solution unless and until the entire world comes to terms and accepts that the only solution for all problems is the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas course, where every parent, every mother, every family must ensure that this comes up. I wish to stand here today, and on behalf of the love and compassion that Swami has showered upon all of us, with that motivation, I like to make a clarion call to all the mothers of the world, wherever you are, whichever country you are. The Satya Sai organization offers you that divine solution which will bring peace into your family and will let you fulfill your mandate as parents in upbringing children of rightful character. And come, join us in this divine saga of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas all over the world. It is also a great inspiration to all my gurus and conveners and coordinators who are here, that henceforth, in the years to come, it is not only the Bal Vikas children of Group 3 and the alumni of the Indian continent, but all the Bal Vikas children from all over the world will assemble in Prashantinayam to ensure that their certificates are granted to them in the divine abode of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. One cannot imagine the grandeur of what Bhagwan has already done. Currently, we have 3,25,000 children in the program only in India, and I'm not even counting the children all over the world. We have more than 20,000 gurus who are dedicatedly working on this program, and we have more than 16,000 centers in the country of India alone. And probably if I add more, there'll be many, many. The number would be so huge that it'll create an image which is impossible to even perceive. What does that teach us? It teaches us that the power and love of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba is constantly at work in every corner of the globe where these children are being inspired by Bhagwan's love on the path of righteousness. In fact, the Bal Vikas program is a flagship program of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization, whether it is India or anywhere in the world. It is our bounden duty as an organization, and this is a call to all elders, that let us focus our attention in ensuring that we give the due importance to the conductance of the Bal Vikas program in whichever part of the world we are, so that we fulfill the mandate of Bhagwan, where he wanted to teach children human values for a change in a new society and a transformed society. Bhagwan is the master of the entire cosmos. He could have done anything with a wave of a hand. But when it came to resolving the issues of the modern day world, he chose humble Bal Vikas gurus, mothers and sisters. He gave them his power to ensure that they go out in society and teach young children the human values that he wanted the world to understand. Imagine such a simple formula. 5 teaching techniques: meditation, prayer, group singing, storytelling, and group activities to practice all this. Bundle all these 5 together and engulf it in the love of the Bal Vikas Guru, the unconditional love which born out of pure sacrifice, that the Bal Vikas Guru merges these 5 techniques together and brings out a unique formula called the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas for the world. Bhagwan only wanted to tell us that the solutions of the world's problems are not complicated. They are very, very simple. And if simple solutions are adopted, the world can transform into the divine saga which Bhagwan wanted to sing for every man, that he and we are one. That he resides in the hearts of all of us. And this is the importance of the day. I take this opportunity to welcome all my young students, boys and girls today who are here present. This is a golden opportunity for each one of you to sit here. I'm envious of the fact that you could sit here and recite the 5 Bal Vikas shlokas that probably you learned in group 1. We are envious of the fact that we missed the opportunity of coming together as young children and singing in the divine abode of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. I'm sure a lot of my elders are already envious that we've missed this opportunity. And you have this opportunity. I was listening to some of the talks in the morning in the Purnachandra Auditorium. It brought tears in our eyes when a young girl from Manipur says that my mother had a wish to come to Prashanthi Nilayam for so many years, and that got fulfilled only today when she escorted her to Prashanthi Nilayam and in the divine presence. As the girl from Himachal was narrating what it was, I could see tears rolling down on all my brother state presidents and vice presidents who were sitting there, that this is the saga of Bhagwan's divine love. The alumna who was spread all over the world, today is the call that the Sat Sai Seva organization has established a portal, the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas website, where we are now enthralling all the alumni all over the world to register themselves online, so that when we come back next year, we come back in huge numbers at Prashanthi Nilayam, where probably Chakravarti uncle has to decide how to accommodate all those millions who will come to Prashanthi Nilayam, and that's the challenge that we have. If there are 3 lakhs today, imagine for the last 25, 30 years, the alumni that have passed out are millions of young Sai soldiers already spread out in the world everywhere. And then can you doubt that the divine mission is already in full swing? The golden era is already there. The golden era exists. It is we who have to turn our vision into a positive vision and see the good that is happening all over the world and stop cribbing about the bad that is happening. And I think our Bal Vikas children are great torchbearers who teach us to look at positively at life and see that everything is filled and infused with Bhagwan's love. If the world needs evidence, the Sat Sai organization has embarked upon a very unique international research project on the impact of the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas that is happening over the years. And most probably this research report, which should be an international presentation, should be ready by Guru Purnima of 2016 for the world to know that what Bhagwan did is really out of the world and it is the only solution for today's problems. I take this opportunity once again to welcome all my dear friends here. Today we meet here and enjoy ourselves in the divine presence. Tomorrow morning we shall have the valedictory function, where the benediction will happen to all the students who finish their group 3 systems, and they will march ahead in life carrying the banner of Bhagwan Shri Sat Sai Baba. The children who have come from Manipur, from Himachal, from Orissa, who performed in the morning, I take this opportunity to congratulate all of you for your superlative performances that you did today morning. I could see the joy on Brother Vednarayan's face when the women were reciting the Vedas and the children were reciting Vedas, and I saw the great satisfaction on his face. Wow, it is happening finally, and Vednarayan is happy about what's happening in this country as far as Bal Vikas is concerned. I also take this opportunity to thank Mr. Chakravarti, Mr. V. Srinivasan, Mr. Ratnakar, and all the other members of the Satsai Central Trust for continuously rendering their support to the Satsai organization. And in turn, I stand here today to assure them that with their help, the Satsai organization will leave no stone unturned to ensure that Bhagwan's love spreads in every corner of the society and the world, and mankind will benefit out of Bhagwan's love. With these few words, I welcome all of you. Enjoy yourself. Dip yourself in the bliss of Bhagwan Shri Satsai Baba's love. This is our home. He is our father. He is our mother. And all that we sing and pray reaches him directly. Remember, in Prashanti Nilayam, there is no audience. There is only one audience, and that is Bhagwan Shri Satsai Baba, to whom we pray and which offer our devotion. Jai Sai Ram.
कहने को तो लोग बहुत कुछ कह जाते हैं, पर दिल से दिल को छू लेने की बात आप ही कह पाते हैं. Thank you, sir, for enlightening us with your inspiring thoughts. I now invite a very senior Bal Vikas alumni and erudite speaker, Sri Rajiv Karmaheji, additional district sessions judge from the state of Madhya Pradesh, who will be addressing us in Hindi.
भगवान बाबा के चरण कमलों में कोटिशह प्रणाम आप सभी को सप्रेम साई राम. कहते हैं शब्द सत्य को बांध देते हैं, छोटा कर देते हैं. भगवान ने जो कुछ दिया है उसकी कृतज्ञता ज्ञापित करने के लिए मेरे पास भगवान के चरणों में अर्पित करने के लिए कोई शब्द नहीं है. आज मैं अपने पूज्य माता पिता का भगवान की साक्षात उपस्थिति में स्मरण करूंगा, जिन्होंने वर्ष 1973 में सबसे पहली बार मेरी नन्ही अंगुलियों को पकड़कर बाल विकास की कक्षा में रायपुर में पहली बार एडमिशन कराया था. इतने वर्षों की यात्रा के बाद आज मैं पूरे आत्मविश्वास से यह बात आप लोगों से शेयर कर सकता हूं कि हजारों जन्मों के पुण्य कर्मों का संचित फल होगा, प्रस्फुटित हुआ होगा जब कोई व्यक्ति बाल विकास की कक्षा में प्रवेश करता हो. आप अपने आप को सामान्य सौभाग्यशाली मत समझिए जिन्हें भगवान ने बाल विकास के माध्यम से समाज में परिवर्तन लाने के लिए और अपने आप में ट्रांसफॉर्म करने के लिए चुना है. यह हजारों जन्मों के कर्मों का, पुण्यों का उदय हुआ है. आज किसी भी चैनल को देखिए, किसी भी समाचार पत्र को पढ़िए, निगेटिविटी बहुत जगह मिलती है. आतंकवाद, हिंसा, किस्म किस्म के अपराध. आज दुनिया में यह सबसे बड़ा संकट नहीं है, दुनिया में सबसे बड़ा संकट है चरित्र का संकट. भगवान ने बरसों पहले इस चीज को सबके सामने रखा और जब बाल विकास की यह फौज भगवान ने तैयार करने की योजना बनाई तो भगवान बिल्कुल इस बात पर स्पष्ट थे कि एक ऐसी फौज का निर्माण भगवान करने जा रहे हैं जिन्हें अपने आप से भी लड़ाई करनी है और समाज से बुराइयों से लड़ने के लिए भी आगे आना है। ऐसे ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन के लिए भगवान ने इतने सारे अर्जुन, इतने सारे पांडव तैयार किए और उनके तरकश में कौन से तीर दिए, यह विचार करने वाली बात है। क्योंकि यह युद्ध हम अस्त्र शस्त्र से नहीं जीत सकते। भगवान ने हमारे तरकश में, बाल विकास छात्रों के तरकश में 5 दिव्य तीर दिए और वो हैं सत्य, धर्म, शांति, प्रेम और अहिंसा के। मैं अपने अनुभव के आधार पर यह कह सकता हूं कि बाल विकास से जो मूल्य मैंने प्राप्त किए, जीवन के कई झंझावातों पे जब ऐसे संकट की परिस्थितियां आईं, इनमें से कोई ना कोई तीर जब मैंने भगवान का स्मरण करके याद किया, वहां अवश्य ही विजय प्राप्त हुई। क्यों? क्योंकि भगवान ने कहा है, गीता का अंतिम श्लोक इस बात का रहस्योद्घाटन करता है कि जहां भी हम कर्म को कृष्णार्पण करते हुए करते हैं, हम भगवान की याद करते हुए करते हैं, तब धनुर्धारी पार्थ की तरह खड़े होते हैं, तब भगवान हमारे साथ उस युद्ध में होते हैं और हमें उस युद्ध से, उस समस्या से समाधान और विजय प्राप्त होती है। आपने देखा होगा नवजात शिशुओं को माता पिता बड़े प्रेम से लेकर हॉस्पिटल में जाते हैं, किस लिए? कि उन्हें वैक्सीनेशन कराना होता है और वह बड़े धैर्य से वहां पर प्रतीक्षा करते हैं। टीबी, टाइफाइड, डिप्थीरिया जैसे गंभीर रोगों के लिए उन्हें टीका लगवाना होता है। निसंदेह इससे फायदा होता है भौतिक रोगों से। लेकिन आज यहां जो माता पिता हैं, जो गुरु हैं और जो बाल विकास के मेरे बच्चे हैं, जो भाई हैं, उनसे मैं ये बात कहना चाहता हूं कि आप अपने बच्चों को बाल विकास की क्लास में भेजिए, वहां ऐसा वैक्सीनेशन और टीकाकरण होता है जो सिर्फ भौतिक रोगों के लिए नहीं बल्कि ऐहिक, दैहिक, भौतिक समस्त संतापों से आपके संतान को मुक्त कर देता है। हम बाल विकास में सीखते हैं सर्वजीव नमस्कारम केशवम प्रतिगच्छति और सर्वजीव तिरस्कारम केशवम प्रतिगच्छति, कि हम जिसका भी नमस्कार करते हैं वह वास्तव में स्वामी तक ही पहुंचता है और यदि किसी प्राणी का तिरस्कार करते हैं तो वह भी पीड़ा भगवान को ही होती है। हम जिस जॉब में हैं, जहां भी हैं, भगवान के लिए कृष्णार्पण करते हुए काम करें। बहुत कुछ भगवान हमें आध्यात्मिक दृष्टि से देते हैं। मैं एक छोटा सा अनुभव आपसे शेयर करूंगा। भोपाल गैस त्रासदी के विषय में सभी लोग जानते होंगे। जब प्रोरेटर डिसबर्समेंट का समय आया तब मुझे वहां पर डिप्टी वेलफेयर कमिश्नर के रूप में भोपाल में पदस्थ किया गया। 1560 करोड़ रुपए का डिसबर्समेंट कंपनसेशन वहां के लोगों को करना था। भोपाल में मुस्लिम आबादी बहुत है और मेरी नियुक्ति ऐसी कोर्ट में हुई जहां पर ओल्ड भोपाल एरिया है जहां मुस्लिम आबादी बहुत है। मेरी कोर्ट के ठीक बाजू में एक बड़ी मस्जिद है जहां लोग बड़ी श्रद्धा से नमाज किया करते थे। मेरे पास कंपनसेशन वितरित करने का काम भगवान ने सौंपा था। यह ऐसा काम था जिसमें रोज मैं घबराता था कि यह काजल की कोठरी है भगवान, चारों तरफ ऐसा माहौल है कहीं कोई छींटा ना लगे। 2.5 साल तक लगातार मैंने यह कार्य निष्ठा से किया। कई प्रलोभन, कई भय आते थे, लेकिन जैसा मैंने आपसे कहा कि भगवान की याद करते हुए कोई कठिनाइयां नहीं हुई। और जिस दिन मेरा ट्रांसफर हुआ तब तक मैं लगभग 156 करोड़ रुपए वहां के दावेदारों को वितरित कर चुका था। मुझे इस बात की प्रसन्नता थी कि मेरे ऊपर या मेरे स्टाफ के ऊपर किसी किस्म का कोई एलिगेशन नहीं था। शुक्रवार की नमाज के बाद बहुत सारे मुस्लिम भाई मस्जिद से मेरे पास आए और उन्होंने कहा कि मैंने सुना, हम लोगों ने सुना है कि आपका ट्रांसफर हो गया। मैंने कहा हां, आप चलिए, हम आपका सम्मान करना चाहते हैं मस्जिद में। मैंने कहा देखिए, हम लोगों को कोई भी सम्मान प्राप्त करने के लिए हाईकोर्ट से अनुमति लेनी होती है, मैं ऐसा नहीं कर सकता। आपने जो स्नेह दिया उसके लिए धन्यवाद। आधे घंटे बाद बहुत सारे मुस्लिम भाई आए और उन्होंने मुझे खुशी से हथप्रभ कर दिया। वो एक एंटीक आइटम लाए थे, पीतल की टे थी जिसमें राम दरबार खुदा हुआ था और उसके ऊपर उन्होंने कुरान शरीफ रखी थी। वो उन्होंने मुझे प्रेजेंट की। मेरे चैम्बर में भगवान की फोटो लगी हुई थी, उसे देखकर मुस्लिम भाइयों ने मुझसे कहा, क्या आप इनकी इबादत करते हैं बाबा जी की? मैंने कहा जी। उन्होंने कहा कि हम सब का सलाम अपने बाबा जी तक पहुंचाइएगा। ये जो सम्मान उन्होंने दिया, ये सम्मान वास्तव में मुझे नहीं मिला था, ये सम्मान जो था वो भगवान के वो पांच मानवीय मूल्य जो बाल विकास के माध्यम से दिए गए थे, उन मूल्यों का सम्मान था, उन मूल्यों की स्थापना थी। यह दिव्य पथ है जो भगवान ने बाल विकास के माध्यम से हमें दिया है। भगवान का लक्ष्य है जिसने जन्म लिया है वह इस कला को सीखे कि दूसरी बार उसे मृत्यु का वरण प्राप्त न करना पड़े। हम भगवान से प्रार्थना करें कि हम जहां भी हैं बाल विकास के माध्यम से जो मूल्य हमें प्राप्त हुए हैं वो भगवान के चरणों में हम हमेशा नतमस्तक होकर करते रहें, और जो भगवान ने जिस जॉब में जिस भूमिका में हमें रखा है उसके साथ हम न्याय करते रहें। जय साई राम।
Thank you, sir, for your inspiring words. Now we have a young sister, Vibhuti Malhotra, a student of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas from the state of Punjab, who will share her experiences with us.
राम अखंड मंडलाकारं व्याप्त येन चराचरं तत्पदं दर्शितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। गुरुर ब्रह्मा गुरुर विष्णु गुरुर देवो महेश्वरा गुरुर साक्षात परम ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। My most humble salutations at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba and my loving Sai Ram to all of you here. Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas has been the guiding lamp that led me to the pathway of divinity as per the journey I experienced. What is Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas? Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas has been the guiding lamp that led me is a modern education with the essence of spiritual knowledge. It enables the blossoming of the child as leaders of tomorrow and enhances us on the divine path. Today's education can only help acquire worldly knowledge but does not help to build a noble character. Bal Vikas nourishes the roots deeply and tends to build a strong foundation and pious character in one's self. Have you ever wondered why you exist? Have you ever wondered why you're here on earth? Have you ever wondered about your soul's level of enlightenment? The path of divine life is a concept whose vision is to have infinite bliss for all that can be achieved through the development of fundamental human values of unconditional love, eternal peace through meditation, self-observation and non-violence, that is humanism, which means service to mankind is service to God. This was the foundation which Bal Vikas taught me. Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas inculcated values in us which help us to differentiate between right and wrong. And further, I would like to quote an incident from my college which proves the impact of Bal Vikas in my life. When my teacher selected my friend for a singing competition in which I considered myself more deserving, then Bal Vikas showed me the right path, that is, help ever, hurt never. Though it could have been a major break for me, helped me to boost my confidence and self-esteem, I changed my outlook and took it in a positive light. I started seeking fulfillment in my friend's happiness. My respect for my teacher never fluctuated. My friendship bond stood the same ground. This incident taught me a lesson. Maybe Swami was testing me. This is Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas knowledge. In Bal Vikas, it's never first, second, third, or fourth. It's always us together. Everybody is regarded identical. Bal Vikas is a pathway to attain divinity. As my Bal Vikas guru, my role model, told me that angelic pathway is never a bed of roses. Yet, the only pathway which gives us sheer joy and bliss. Another incident of being victimized by pure jealousy, which I courageously overcame by the virtue of Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas. It took place when my original designs were copied and presented by my colleague, winning all the due credit. And I quite calmly accepted the verdict. I was happy with the recognitions the designs got, irrespective of the claimant. This patience and calmness in me was taught to me through Bal Vikas. Since I am a Bal Vikas student, I have learnt education is not to make my living. Education is to make my life. As my Bal Vikas gave me strength of character, which instilled self-confidence in me, that confidence which I initially lacked and further led to self-realization. Now, I accompany my mother in taking Bal Vikas classes. Being a student of interior designing, I pray to Bhagwan Baba, who is my guide, philosopher and friend, to make me tread the path of selfless service through my profession also. Through this prayer, I beseech all the parents and elders to guide their children to a similar path of divinity as pursued by me. Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba always teaches us by singing, "Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food." Love is my form, truth is my breath, bliss is my food. My life is my message, expansion is my life. My life is my message, expansion is my life. We all Bal Vikas children, students and devotees hereby pledge that from now onwards we will start expansion of Swami's mission through love. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Vibhuti, for sharing your experiences with us. With Baba's grace, Bal Vikas has transformed my life. I have been putting his teachings into practice very earnestly, and the results have been encouraging. You will be surprised to know thousands of children across the globe share the same feelings. Now we are honored to have with us Shri K. Chakravarti Ji, member of Central Trust, to release the compendium entitled Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas, The Path Divine. I request Shri Chinnarupa to carry the compendium ahead. In one of his divine discourses, Baba said, "Children are the crops growing in the field. To reap the harvest on which the nation has to sustain itself, they are the pillars on which the foundation of nation's future is built. Do we all know that we have a Bal Vikas logo? In fact, if you have observed the banners displayed for the convention, you will see the Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas logo on them. To tell you more about Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas logo, we have Sister Arunima Prakash from the state of Uttar Pradesh."
Sai Ram, my most humble pranams at the divine lotus feet of our beloved Bhagavan and the loving Sai Ram to respected elders and my dear brothers and sisters. The Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas logo is a reference to the immaculate ideals enshrined in Swami's glorious vision for the golden age. The lotus has always been cited by Bhagavan as the epitome of purity, discrimination, and of beauty in character. In the insignia, this divine flower sparkles in varied hues of blue, as blue is the color of spirituality. It is the color of equanimity and serenity. Blue is also the color of the chakra in the throat region, which revels in perfect harmony of thought, word, and deed. The design thus articulates the profound spiritual and ethical truths the Bal Vikas children subscribe to. Like the lotus, they too reject the impure and polluting influences of the world and exemplify the sublime ideals of duty, devotion, discipline, discrimination, and determination in all aspects of their lives. Like the lotus, they are ever focused on the Lord. In fact, their vision is Godhead. They are all boys and girls who fervently emulate Swami's ideals and spread the enlightening wisdom of His message throughout the world. The Shri Satya Sai Bal Vikas logo provides instant visual identification of the Bal Vikas movement. It conveys a message of organizational values, improves public image, and motivates action beyond language differences. The National Bal Vikas Organization and state educational coordinators can use the Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas logo on their state Bal Vikas websites, Bal Vikas posters, Bal Vikas brochures, and on their letterheads and on banners for Bal Vikas programs, ensuring at all times that the color and design of the original logo is not changed or compromised. Jai Sai Ram.
Thank you, Arunima. Music expresses the magic of the universe. It is the voice of the soul which unites man with the divine. Let's enjoy the musical presentation by Sri Satya Sai Bal Vikas alumni from Pune, Maharashtra.
Dearmost Bhagwan, life derives its meaning in your divine presence. The ocean of your love fills the universe with your eternal fragrance.
तेरी मुस्कुराहट ही तो हमारी जिंदगी का मकसद है साईमा। जन्म मरण के इस बंधन में तेरी परछाई ही तो सहारा है। One glance of yours takes away from us all our sorrows. One smile of yours assures us for the best that awaits our tomorrow.
On this mesmerizing evening, we find ourselves fortunate enough to be seated in your divine abode of supreme peace. With the feeling of absolute surrender, we offer at your divine lotus feet a musical rendition entitled Sai Arpan.
Soon
In this materialistic world, when life looks fragile, your radiant face is the only source which makes us smile.
तुझसे अच्छा कोई लगता ही नहीं, तेरे सिवा कोई और जचता ही नहीं.
कैसे पलकों को उठा लूं मैं तेरे चेहरे से, कि तुझको देखे बिना जी भरता ही नहीं.
No.
enthralled each and every moment as your divinity and grace flows constantly into our lives. If there is any emotion that makes us feel most special,
it is your infinite love, dear Lord. It is your infinite love.
Bhagavantachi Preeti, Namasmaranachi Shakti, Aani, Tukobancha Bhakti Tun Manlila, Hap, Vaishnavansa Kher, Arpan Karuya Sai Charani,
Prima Amritarupi Bhavinansa Hamir.
Wow, what a mesmerizing performance. The music must go on. Now let's enjoy an instrumental presentation from the state of Tamil Nadu, where you will hear the fusion of melodies, flute, Mohan Veela, tabla, ghatam, and the keyboard.
Thank you. ಚಿಂತನ ಪರಮ ದಯಾಗನ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಪರಮ ದಯಾಗನ ವಿಮೋಚನ ಭವ ಭಯ ಭಂಜನ ಬಂಧ ವಿಮೋಚನ ಭವ ಭಯ ಭಂಜನ ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಲಂಬೋದರ ಜಯ ಗಜಾನನ ಪಾರ್ವತಿ ನಂದನ ಪರಮ ದಯಾಗನ ಲಂಬೋದರ ಜಯ ಗಜಾನನ ಬಂಧ ವಿಮೋಚನ ಭವ ಭಯ ಭಂಜನ ಪ್ರಣವ ಸ್ವರೂಪ ಹೇ ಶಿವನಂದನ ಪಾಹಿ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಮಾ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಪಾಹಿ ಪ್ರಭೋ ಮಾ ಪಾಹಿ ಗಜಾನನ ಲಂಬೋದರ ಜಯ ಗಜಾನನ
ಪರಮ ಪವಿತ್ರಂ ಪಾವನ ಶರಣಂ ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा।
sukhino bhavantu samasta yoga sukhino bhavantu samasta yoga
Jai Bolo Bhagavan.